Other things. Iraq. Getting any better? The military now controls itself.
No, it's. I think that what the situation, to me, the situation is pretty simple. I mean, the devastation of the situation is pretty simple. Right now, you know, what these party clowns like Don Rumsfeld could be described at, as far as I'm concerned, except for the enormous damage he's done this country and mankind, and our president, and so on, that they're getting out there and they're beating this drum to drown out, as they did in 2002, to drown out, in that case it was Enron. Now we have another situation, so it's this war on terror. Boom, boom, boom. Drown out the reality of what's really happening. I think the American people have a choice. Either it's about an eight, in my idea, it's about an 8 to 10 year proposition of Iraqis and Americans and others dying in Iraq. The same amount will be dead of Iraqis innocent in 10 years without the Americans as they will with the Americans there. We'll just have more Americans dead. So shamefully, we have to be, you know, it's what Nixon called peace with honor, to get out of Vietnam. I think that, you know, cut and run is something that's meant to make people feel like cowards if they do it. Well, we did make a mistake. It is time to pull our troops out. It's time to rebuild our military because we've got a bad world and they've inflamed terrorism around the world. I think that's very clear to most people. So what's happened there is a civil war that's going to get worse with us or without us. It's time for us to strengthen ourselves and to try to help them through diplomacy and with money.
But when the president says we should support emerging democracies, because democracy is better for the world, isn't it? Isn't he right?
I think he's devastated our democracy. I think you have to start with our democracy. He's made us divided. I have a lot of very good friends who are Republicans, who are right-wing Republicans. And when you are with people and you talk to people as people and not as Republicans and Democrats, you find that's why his numbers are down, because people have common sense. They're going to vote, you know, in a few months, and they're going to say, well, you know, are we going to be suckers again? Are we going to be suckers to partisan policy and all politics and all of that stuff? There, by the way, no Democrat that doesn't have a plan to get our troops out of Iraq should be voted for. Not one of them. You know, there's got to be some courage expressed, and that's what I'm worried about, is that we're not going to have good choices.
Morning.